Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Capella Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol CMIL. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Eric Roth. Now, Eric, we're following up on some news that came out on April 7th. It announced the filing of the technical report for the Lochen Copper Project, that is in Norway, as well as some issuance of shares to EMX Royalty Corp. Let's start off with this technical report. The importance here is that this report is really a detailed review of the known high-grade copper targets that are surrounding this former Lochen copper mine. Take us through these targets, please. How many targets were generated and outlined in this technical report, and how do they relate to this old mine?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Great to be back, and big welcome to your listeners too. So as you mentioned, yes, we did have the announcement of the filing of this technical report, and really the main objective of this was to highlight to everybody the upside potential, the potential for new discovery in what is effectively a very old mining district, the old Lochen mine, as you mentioned. It was a mine that was actually in production for literally hundreds of years. The production at the end of the day was about 24 million tons at a 3.5% copper equivalent. So it was actually one of the biggest massive sulfide deposits of its class known anywhere. So the old Lochen mine itself was an impressive beast in its own right. But what the technical report focuses on, these massive sulfide deposits typically occur in clusters, and most geologists who are listening in will probably be familiar with that concept. So what we've really focused on is the near surface or at surface high grade copper mineralization within about 5 to 8 kilometers of the old mine, and keeping in mind too that the old mine itself was pretty impressive, but there's still a lot of the old mine infrastructure around. So really what we're trying to do here is bring on these new discoveries, these occurrences that we know are in the district, and keeping in mind this is quite a large property. It's about 210 square kilometers, but we are focused on about half a dozen of what we would call priority targets, where we see a lot of copper mineralization on surface and really hasn't been tested by modern exploration at all, and probably about another dozen or so target areas where we know there's copper on surface, but very little work has been done at all. So you're looking at sort of 18 to 20 targets within sort of a 5 to 8 kilometer radius of the old mine. So we see lots of potential here for the discovery of new deposits. As one of the sayings in our business goes, the best place to make a discovery is in the shadow of a head frame. And this is pretty well what we have here.
Especially with how big this project and this mine was. I will post a link to the image that was included within that news release that does highlight and show where these 6 priority targets are compared to this Lochen mine. Eric, what's the work that your company is going to need to do to move these projects forward and then even get a drill on the ground?
So it's a good question, Corey. So actually, to be honest, there's a lot of existing data in the sense of government surveys and geophysical surveys. So we actually have quite a good platform to work off in terms of, the government, the geological survey has done some work in the past. There's been some geophysical, airborne geophysical surveys done. So a lot of sort of the baseline stuff has been done in terms of the regional targets. What we need to do now is get in at the ground level and really just focus in on where are the priority areas to drill. And that's something we will do very quickly through a combination of some ground geophysics, and particularly magnetics works very well here. We do know there are certain minerals related to the copper mineralization and also some geochemistry. But this is something that as soon as we can get back on the ground here, and keeping in mind, as in Canada, Norway's coming into its spring now. So this is really the time when we get on the ground and move these projects, these targets forward at a pretty good rate of knots. So that's the plan, is to get on the ground, continue with this work of just really fine-tuning the drill targets using a combination of geophysics and geochemistry. And that's a process that will move forward quite quickly.
So are you expecting to have drills on the ground this year at any of these targets?
Yes, so that would certainly be the plan. So once we've completed what we consider to be the target generation phase in terms of locating drill sites, Then we have a permitting process, and that usually takes about 2 months in Norway. So once that is completed, then we go into permitting. So we would be looking, ideally, everything going well, to be drilling here in the second half of the year, probably later in the year. But obviously, we'll just see how that targeting goes. Obviously, there's so many targets here to look at that we sort of feel a bit like a kid in a candy shop, in the sense of, we need to make sure that we're drilling the best targets first. There's obviously so many to choose from, but we need to make sure we do that target generation work well.
Okay. Eric, give us a big picture look then about what the potential could be of these targets, taking into account just how big that Lochan mine was.
Yeah, so I think there's two things here, Corey. Look, obviously, I think from our perspective, what we're looking for is 10 million tons or more of mineralized material. That's basically what we're looking for as a target. To my mind, that sort of is at these kind of grades, those are the kind of projects that work. Whether that we find that in one or a number of different deposits or locations, we don't know yet. We still need to do the drilling. But really, the goal for both here at Lochan and also Sholey is for 10 plus million tons of copper mineralization. That's basically of mineralization. That's what we're looking for.
Okay. Let's also talk the second half of that news that talks about share issuance to EMX. Now, they are the ones that initially staked this project. What's the importance of having EMX on board as well?
Yeah, so EMX has done a fantastic job, and they brought these projects to us. And here I refer to the three Scandinavian projects that we acquired at the end of last year. So they've been very strong partners for us, obviously not just bringing the projects into our portfolio, but also helping us on the ground in terms of having people available and also being able to move the projects forwards. So we've had a very good relationship with EMX. Now having them on board as a shareholder is fantastic for us too. It just means that basically we're just building on that relationship that we have already have with EMX. So we're very happy. We do welcome them on board as a shareholder. We're very happy to have them on board. And we look forward to this being a mutually beneficial relationship to everybody.
All right, let's talk about the other project in Norway. This is the Sholey project. What are some of the plans or updates that you can give us on what's happening there?
Yeah, so again, Corey, as we are coming into the spring, we are getting ready to hit the ground running again. I guess in the next weeks, hopefully the next week or two, we should be able to provide an update on. We did do a prospectivity survey, which it was actually called the CARDS Artificial Intelligence Review of the Property that we announced back in January. And we should have the results of that in the next coming weeks. Now, with that data, basically what it does, it takes what is already a pretty good basic data set for the project, and it really ranks the project in terms of this is the 50% of the project that's less prospective, and this is the 50% of the project that's more prospective or highly prospective. So what it's doing is it's just going to help us guide us in terms of, where we should be focusing our efforts. Now, of course, that also goes in tandem with our field work, and we have already identified a number of targets that are ready for drilling. But the idea with this work is that it will, A, confirm what we see in the field, but it could also potentially bring up new areas that we haven't actually seen in the field or aren't outcropping, for example. So that will be an important step in this drill target generation process. And then, of course, we'll continue, as with it, Lochan, with more work on the ground. And again, we do look, hopefully we can be drilling here later in the year as well, too. So that's the plan, is to complete the drill target generation work, then go through the permitting phase, and then be ready to drilling as soon as we can.
Okay, so possibly a couple drill programs going to be underway in Norway at both Lochan and Sholey. Eric, in terms of near-term news flow, then what can investors expect out of Capella?
Yeah, so just in general, so that was obviously on the copper side of things. We did also just recently commence an auger drill program on the Swedish project, which is the Southern Gold Line. So as that progresses too, we will update the market as results come in, and just in terms of that geochemical program on the project there. And again, in the case of Southern Gold Line, we're remembering that we're looking for the source of these gold mineralized boulders, which we see on surface, but obviously don't know exactly where they came from. So it's really a geochemical prospecting, looking for the source. In terms of the two Canadian projects, we also do have two JVs still in Canada. So we have Savant Lake in Ontario and also Domaine in Manitoba. So in the next weeks to probably we should see our JV partner Ethos Gold mobilizing people to Savant Lake and also doing some more work there. So we expect to have a lot of news flow coming out of Savant Lake as well too. So in the short term, we'll see more activity on the Canadian, on the Scandinavian projects. We will see some activity on Savant Lake. And in the case of Domaine in Manitoba, we are sort of still in the permitting process for really the community consultation and permitting process for drilling later in the year. So short-term news flow, Savant Lake and the Scandinavian projects, the three Scandinavian projects.
Okay, perfect. There's a lot going on with Capella Minerals. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Eric to address those. Eric, I appreciate the update, and we'll keep in touch as more news hits the market. So have a great rest of your week, and we'll chat again soon.
Thanks, Corey. That's great.